when you need all the 10 apples. But let's say you have your tevel here. You could take away the truma to maitris, and the leftover apples is enough to save him. So pshita, that's what you should do. Take off the truma to maitris, and let him just eat the chulin. Pshita, avada, that's the loch. What do you have to tell me for? Rashi, avu chulin pshita, the mesaknin alay. Avada, go be mesaknin. Now what's your chiddush? What are you telling me? Now the Gemara loy tzuricha b'shabbos. We're talking about now on Shabbos. And not only on Yom Kippur. All right. Well, according to this Gemara right now, according to Kasha, let it answer Yom Kippur. But according to this right now, the Gemara of Lavdak, we're talking about Yom Kippur right now. The Gemara of Lechura is talking about even the middle of the weekday, Lechura. It's a shalom in the middle of the weekday. The guy is sick, and he has to eat something. And what you have in front of you is either tevel or truma. So the Gemara is saying in the middle of the weekday, if he could be mafresh, the truma, and take it on the side, and eat the 8 apples left over, just the chulin, pshita, that's what you should do. So the Gemara says, let's tzricha b'Shabbos. I'll tell you what we're talking about now on Shabbos. So what's wrong on Shabbos? That on Shabbos is an issim of the Rabbanan to be mafresh truma. You're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos. So maybe I would think, since you can't be mafresh truma, let him meet the tevil the way it is right now, and not do an avera be mafresh truma, then rather be mafresh truma and give him the chulin teeth. That's what I could have thought. So kamashman, yes, you're allowed to be mafresh truma in order that he should not have to eat tevil and only eat the chulin. But the Gemara again, the Shabbos nami pshita. On Shabbos also is pshita. Tiltum and Rabbanan hu. At most, it's only an issa tiltum involved here right now. In other words, the shalom is usually be mafresh truma. There's an issa of tikkun mana. The issa of afroshim is you be misnakin mana. So shalom, kiregim of ones here. Like, why do we say a lashon of tiltum? The issa is be misnakin mana. The reason why you can't make truma samaisas on Shabbos, because the exerim of the rabbon looks like you're fixing up a kli. So why does the Gemara say tiltum and rabbon here? So some want to say it's not called a real tikkun because of manashach. You're a chayla right now. So since you're a chayla, you're allowed to eat both of them. Really, I'd have to eat the truma, the tevel. So only shalom, which one's better? But since you're a chayla right now, both are really called like hetta to you. So therefore, there'd be mafresh the truma for this person wouldn't have the yist of nirak and masakin. But I call upon him as a tiltum and a rabbanon. What? Yeah, all right. But it's only yist of rabbanon here, though. So the yist of the rabbanon, though, wouldn't look so much nirak and masakin because really you can eat it without it. Alamos nirak and masakin is without taking off the truma. So my first, you're not allowed to eat it now on Shabbos. But here, even without taking off, really I've had to eat it. So it's not so much a nira kimisakin. But I call upon the nisa tiltus muksa though. The chura, since right now it's a dover and tray, if it's usher, it's muksa. So it should be nisa tiltul involved. So the gemara pshita, and the gemara tiltul the rabbananu. So avada, what's the yisi doing by me mafresh the truma? Only nisa the rabbanan. And what are you gaining by doing it? That he doesn't have to eat tevel, he'll be able to eat only chulun. So pshita will have to do it. Teeth the tevel is an nisa the raisa. So you want to take off the truma samaisus, which is only yosim the rabbonin, to save him, they can be able to give him chulin teeth. So it's also a svar of pshita you're allowed to do it. Pshita you're allowed to do that. It's only yisid the rabbonin. So if I do the yisid the rabbonin to save him, not to be over the yisid the raisa. And the Gemara know the chiddush is that hocha b'mayaski. No, we're talking about right now the otza shena noka. We're talking about now these fruits or these pear, whatever the tfuah grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom. So fruits that grow in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. The otz of Shena Nokif, the Rabbanan. The whole chi of Trumas and Maisus is only Midrabbanan. Midirais says potter for Trumas and Maisus. Midirais, you're allowed to eat the way it is right now. It's only Midrabbanan you have to take off Trumas and Maisus. So I would have thought in such a case, maybe you're not allowed to be Mafish Truma now on Shabbos. Because let him eat the Tevil better. Let him eat the Tevil. Because what's wrong with eat the Tevil? It's only us and Midrabbanan. What do you want to tell me? Let him be Mafish the Trumas and Maisus, Kidei Yishit the Chulun. But by taking off Trumas and Maisus, you're also doing an issa de Rabbanan. So I would have thought the svar should be, Shevi Atasei, don't do the Maisa of Afrosha Truma, let him eat the Tevil. That's what I would have thought, and that's a good svar right there. Kamashmala, no, that still we say, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mafresh the Truma, and let him eat the Chulin. And Rashi speaks out why, because it's like Xerum, if you let him eat the Tevil now, even though really in svar you should, we're afraid sometimes you let him eat the Tevil when it's an issa de Raisa. That Xeru shouldn't come to eat the tevel when it's us and Midiraisa. Now that it's us and Midirabonin, still we say, go ahead and be mafresh the Trumas and Maisus, even though you're doing a Maisa, be mafresh a Maisa Issam, if you've been tiltamuksam, still we say it's Kedai to be mafresh the Trumam and let him eat the Chulin rather than let him eat eating the tevel. Even though the tevel is only us and Midirabonin, but it's Xeru, sometimes you come to give him tevel, he writes him. Rashi says, the tevel Shalem Midirabonin. Ushvus ta froshes meisus b'shabbos rabbonin. Is Ashmina tells you the Chiddush, sheyidcha ashvus, b'lo yachlu tevel.
go ahead and do the shvus, go be mafra shumas amaisis now, let him eat the chulin, and don't give him the tevel. Why not rabbonim? See, also le mishri nami tevel yiraitike gavna. Because we're afraid, if you let him eat the tevel, even though now it's the rabbonim, maybe sometimes you'll even let him eat tevel yiraitike. Therefore, we make him to let him make that frosh shumah, today you should only eat the chulin, and not the tevel. All right, stop it.
You're holding that pei gimel on my base. The Tav Gemara says, now lay me tanoim. Let's say the chiddush we just learned, Rav's chiddush, is a machlokes tanoim. What was Rav's chiddush? We just had a chiddush that he said that efshe b'chulin, everybody's maskim, you should give him chulin. In other words, you have a person that's sick, it's ochas bumis, and it's a sickness machmas, you're starving, you're not eating enough. And he's talking about on Shabbos. And all you have is just fruits that are tevel. So tevel is also teat. But he's a pekuach nefesh, you have to give him teat. So the question is, if you take this tevel, and you be mafrish, and take 8 peiris achulin, and the other ones are truma, so if you get set aside, and you give him the 8 of chulin teat, and he'll be satisfied, that's what you should do. In other words, give him the chulin teat, and don't let him eat the tevel. So the Gemara said, pshit avada, why not? Like, of course, give him the kal, give him chulin. So the Gemara said, the chiddush we're talking about on Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos now, so to be mafresh truma is an issa the rabbonin. And the whole tevel we're talking about is also shein al nokuf, that means it's also only mid rabbonin. So that's a chiddush. That really I would say, let him eat the tevel now. What is he doing wrong? It's only an issa mid rabbonin. What do you want to fix it up? By taking off truma samaisis now on Shabbos, which is also an issa the rabbonin. So Rabbi says, yes, it's kedai to do this issa the rabbonin, to take off the truma samaisis and set aside the 8 apples that are chulin, and let him eat these 8 apples. That was his chiddush. So Gemara says, that was Rabbi's chiddush. So Gemara says, alei metanoi. Let's say Rabbi's chiddush is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, mi shenosh chay nochesh. If a snake bit the person, and it's on Shabbos now, so it's as konas nefoshes, is karen loy roifim imokim lemokim. You're allowed to call a doctor even from another place. Even if you have to be mechal Shabbos to call the doctor, you're allowed to. Or mekaren loy asatana gerlis. You're allowed to rip open a chicken. Rashi says, "Lo seith al hamakim shazuhi refuah seith." Mashma, that was a refuah. That was a healing. If a dog bit you, take the insides of a chicken and put it on the makim. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. The goyz is in lo yasekrishin. You're allowed to pull off Rashi min amachuba lachiloi. You're allowed to pull off the ground krishin. That's karasi. Rashi says that's leek. You're allowed to pull off the ground leek that's growing to give it to this achayla. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos al manas to save the person. And give it to him to eat. And you don't have to take off Truma Samaisus. In other words, even though this leak now is Tevil, you didn't take off Truma Samaisus, still you're allowed to give it to him the way it is right now, and you don't have to take off Truma Samaisus in order to make it into Chulin. So the Chur, this is not like Rabbah. According to Rabbah, what do you mean you can let him eat the Mais, the Ein Tzorech Laser, you let him eat the Tevil? Why? Vimai, take off the Mais now in Shabbos and give him the Chulin to eat. So Chura Divri Rebbe, this is what Rebbe holds. So Chura Rebbe holds not like Rabbah doesn't hold like Rebbe. But Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, no, lo yoychalat sheyaser. Don't let him eat this karsi, the fruit now, the vegetable now, until you first take off the Truma Samaisus. So the Chura Neima, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, he, for lo Rebbe. That's what Rabbah said in such a case also. We have to give the Chayla something to eat on Shabbos. And it wasn't Mesukah, it's Tevel. And it's only an issa mid rabbonin, because here also karsi vegetables only has the chi of truma mid rabbonin. Mid rice it's only dog on tirish v'yitzon. It's only tfua and grapes and olives that has the chi of mid rice. The vegetables are only mid rabbonin, and still Rebbe says you're not allowed to take off the truma semaisus, but let them eat the tevel. So before you see Rabbah doesn't go like Rebbe. So Mor says no. Afilo tamer Rebbe. It could be that Rabbah goes even according to Rebbe. Now, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe Hossam, when did Rebbe say over here, when you want to give the person this karsi, this leek, teat, that we say, let him eat the tevel. Don't take off Truma Samaisis now on Shabbos. Let him eat the tevel the way it is. Elalinyin Maisa Yerik. When we're talking about now taking off Maisa, that means it's tevel from vegetables. The Rabbonin. Vegetables are only Mechuyim with the Rabbonin to take off Truma Samaisis. That Midiraisa, they're potter from Truma Samaisis. It's only Dog and Tirish V'yitzurim. So the whole Indian of vegetables to take off Truma Samaisus that is Tevel is only Midrabonim.
That's why Rebbe says it's kedai to let him eat these vegetables the way they are now with tevel and not do the mice of afrosha truma, because you don't gain anything. To do the mice of afrosha truma is an issur the rabbanon. And what are they doing wrong now by eating the tevel? Also on an issur the rabbanon. So therefore, let him eat this issur the rabbanon. Let him eat it the way it is. That's what Rebbe says. Avo b'maisa dogon mashenkin, in the case before, by Rabbi's case, they were talking about, really it's talking about wheat. The tevel diraisu. That really it's tevel mediraisa. So there it could be afilu Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe is moida. That there it's kedai to take off the trumas and maises on Shabbos and let him only eat the chulin. Don't let him eat the tevel. Why? The isharis lebi yosa shena nokov. Even though we gave a terrace before, we're talking about the wheat now grew and the flower pot that does not have a hole in it. So it's only mechuyim mediraisa. Still, Rabbi says you should for sure take off the trumas and maises first, and then let him eat the chulin. Why? Because if you're not going to do that, if you let him eat the wheat the way it is right now, we're afraid, osi lemechel biotis shehu nokif. We're afraid sometimes you'll also give him to eat the wheat that grows in a flower pot that has a hole in it, shehu nokif. And if there's a hole on the bottom, then we say it gets its nourishment from the ground, and then it's called like growing on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and then the halacha is that you mechuyim mediraisa in trumas and maises. So in such a case, for sure, we're not going to let him eat the tevel, because that's the chiyuv misa midei shemayim. Mashenken, the other answer is take off the trumas and maises. It's only yosim the rabbanon. So when we're talking about an issur d'oraisa, for sure everybody holds that you should first take off the trumas and maises and let him only eat the chulin. So Rabbi says a chiddush, even though now the wheat is growing in an otzus, sheinu nokuf is growing in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it. Even though right now it's only mechuyev midirabbanon and trumas and maises, still we say take off the trumas and maises, do this issur d'rabbanon, and you're going to save that he's not going to eat an issur d'rabbanon. So what are you gaining the most issur d'rabbanons? You're gaining that another time you won't come to give him an issur d'oraisa. Because if you let him eat this tevel now, even though now it grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, we're afraid sometimes you'll also give him wheat that grows in a flower pot that does have a hole. And then it's mechuyev midirabbanon. That's why even Rebbe would be masking here. Rebbe only said let him eat the tevel where it's vegetables. It can't be an issur d'oraisa. Mashenkin by wheat where it could be an issur d'oraisa, even Rebbe would be moedis kedai. Tana rabbanon, mi shachso bumis. Somebody gets this type of a sickness because he's starving, not eating. Is machilo noisoy dvash. He let him eat honey. V'chol mina masika. Any type of sweet things. Shahadvash v'chol mina masika mirin moreno shalodim. It makes a person see better. Like we had before, this sickness of bulmus, symptom is that you can't see well, and the rye you're getting better is when your eyesight comes back. So you have to do something to get your eyesight back, therefore dvash, honey, your sweet things is good for you. The apple pisha and raya ledover, I don't have 100% raya, of a zech ledover, I have a little bit raya, a little zech, a little remembrance to this thing. The pasuk says in Shmuel, Runo, ki oru einai, ki ta'amti matvash. As Yonason said, that see, I got my eyesight, I can see good, because I ate a little bit of honey. So you see, honey makes you see good. Freddy Gemara, what do you mean, o my apple pisha and raya ledover? Why, what do you say, even though it's not a good raya? It's a very good raya, it's a good proof. Now the Pasuk says, because he ate honey, he got his eyesight back. And the Gemara, the Hossam La Bulmus Achsei. Thereby, Yonason doesn't say that he had a sickness of bulmus. So therefore, it's not 100% Raya. It could be stam. If you're not sick and you take honey, it makes you see well. But maybe when you have this sickness of bulmus, maybe honey doesn't help you. So it's not 100% proof, it's just a small Zechel Adover. Omer Rabbaya L'shonim Al-Leach Rachila. When is it good to have something sweet? That's only after you eat. Heard is the makkah to have dessert. It's after you eat, then you can have something sweet. But before you start eating, you take something sweet. Migra gur. Forget it only gives you to want to eat more and more. It doesn't satisfy you. Shrashi migra gur. Mamshich esalev letayvus rabban. It only like makes you more hungry. It makes you more eat. So mela is not a cure for this bulmus. Bulmus is a type of a sickness that you like hungry. So it's saying sweet is good. That's only your first you wait and then you take sweet, then it satisfies you. But before you start to eat, you take the sweet, it'll only make you be more hungry. It's no good. You see the Pasuk says, Vayimtsu ish mitzri, batsodeh, Vayiku oisoy el David, they brought him to David, Vayitnu loy lechem, first they gave him bread to eat, Vayoycho vayashkuhu moyim, and they gave him water to drink, and then, Vayitnu loy pelach develam, Then they gave him sweet dates to eat. Ushnei tzimukim and two raisins. Vayoichel and yetem, vatoshev rucha elov. And he came back to normal. Kilo yochel lechem v'loshosamayim shlosha yomim. Ushlosha leilot. Because the person didn't eat or drink for 3 days and three nights. So see also, the Seder was, first David gave him bread to eat, he gave him achilam, and then after the bread, he first gave him the honey. The dates. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Mi shachsul bulmis. If somebody gets the sickness, that from hunger, is machil noisoy alya bedvash. Give him a good shmak alya, a fat tail, rashi, bosa shumamoyim. It means very fatty meat, good meat, bedvash with honey. In other words, give him teat. Rafuna bread lev Yeshua amar. Av serlis nekiya bedvash. It's also good to have pure flour and honey. Rapopuroma filo kimcho desari bedivsha. Even if it's not like pure good flour, it's only barley flour. That's also, with honey, it's good for bulmus. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, pa machas achzoni bulmus. One time it happened to me that I got this sickness as bulmus. For etzasi lemizrocha shoteinam. And I went to run to the east side of the day tree. In other words, on the east side, that's where the sun is. The sun comes up on the mizrach. So memelam, trash mizrocha shoteinam. Shal shemesh makisho minaboykirat chatzois. Hayoim. The sun is there the whole morning until Chatzos, the sun is on the east side. The Hashem is Ramata Kesafri, and the sun baking down on the fruits make the fruit sweet. So in other words, he went to take a nice sweet date. That's what he went to eat. The Kayamti Biatzman, if Yechon said, I was Mekayim, I did to myself, the Posik, HaChokhmo Techaye Bolehu. As because I was smart, I kept myself alive. In other words, I knew that the cure for this bulmis is to eat something sweet. The Tony Rav Yosef, if you want to taste a nice sweet date, is yiftalim is rocha. Go to the east side. Shenema the pasuk says, "Umi meget tvuah shemesh." In other words, tvuah shemesh means the tvuah that's near the sun. That's very sweet. Mi meget. Rashi says, "Loshin madanim." Some taste very good. We have Yehuda, we have Yosi. Have you caused the rocha? They're both walking in the street. Och say bulmes to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda all of a sudden got an attack. He got the sickness of the bulmes. Because he was hungry, he got the sickness. Is kavche l'roya, he grabbed the pasture that was with him, the shepherd, and achle l'riftam, and he like stole, he took away his bread and ate his bread. Hurry out of heter, was a zakonis of oshes. Here he was in the staff, he was in his sickness now, that he may die. The yetzer is a curious teat. So that you have a right to steal somebody, take somebody else's bread, to keep yourself alive. So may l'yet the roya's bread. Could be it wasn't really gzela, stam the roya would have been masking, would have let him do it, but he took it. Omalei Rabbi Yosef had a tiny tim. Kafachto es a roya. L'chura you stole, like you took away from the roya. L'chura Rabbi Yosef had a tiny, it's not so nice what you did. Maybe you should have asked him first. How come you just went and took it? That's what Rabbi Yosef tiny tim. We'll soon see it wasn't a good tiny. So Marcel, what happened was, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef was walking on the road. So first Rabbi Yehuda got the attack. Now, Kimoto the Moslem, when they came home into the city, Ochsei Bumas Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now got the attack. He got the Bumas. Is a hadrol balgoi vitsoi. The whole city came out to give him food to eat. Shrashi, a hadri balgoi vitsoi, so the vuhu, the neir, all the people of the city surrounded him. The kiful le ginem shaldavash, and they went to give him barrels full of honey. O mesik and sweet thing. O kora shaltashil, give him food to eat. That's what the whole city came to give him. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda told back to him, that ani kafakti is a raya. I only took food from one person, just for one shepherd. Not so bad. The yata kafakta is yakula, and you made the whole city come and give you food. I said, watch yourself. Like, it's not, what I did wasn't so bad. And Avada, you had a hetter to do with it. It's about you die, you're starving to death, and you're taking the food from somebody. Avada, we're not talking about where the other person is also starving to death. If the other person is starving, you maybe didn't have the right to take his. Like, it's his, he has the right to eat it, not you. But in the case where the other guy has a piece of bread and he's not starving to death, and you're starving to death, it's as kind of suffocious. Avad, you have a right to take the bread and eat it. Vesu, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, the three of them, Havi Kazla Biruch, they're walking down the road. Rav Meir, Havi Daik Vishmo. Rav Meir was very medayik in a person's name. Like he could tell by a person's name if the guy's a Rosh or a Tzadik. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Havi Daik Vishmo. They didn't look into a person's name so much. So what happened? Kimota Lahu Dukhta, they came into the city, came into LA. Bozi Yashpiza, they wanted to have a hotel, a motel to sleep in. Is Yoivulus, they told him, yeah, go to this place. Omrulois, they asked the person, the Balabos there, Mashmecha, what's your name? Omrulahu Kidur, my name is Kidur. Is Omas Rameya said, Shema min Adam Roshu, I could tell this guy's a Rosh already.
Shenem, the Pasuk says, Kidor Tapucha Seima. It's a door of doing bad averis. So the name was Kidor, door, same name, he's a Rosha. So Rameyah is going to watch himself now. Rameyah knows the guy's a Rosha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlim, Malek, Yisrael. It's before Shabbos, so you can't keep your wallet in your pocket on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi gave their wallet to the man to hold. They gave over the custom wallet for the man to hold. Rav Meir, though, Eloy Ashtum, like he say, he didn't give his wallet to him. Like he knew the guy's a Rosh, he wouldn't give a Rosh his wallet to steal it. Is Ozal, what did Rav Meir do? Oisvei be kivrei diavua. He went and put it in the basic forest by his father, that's where he put it. Is Asalei bechalnei, so he came to him in the dream, to Ashoku kisei demanach haresha dihugavram. So I said, he put it by the Rosh's father. So the Rosh's father came to him in a dream and told the son, hey, take away this money that's bothering me, that's lying on my head. Is the Mocha the next day, Omalhu Hochi Yitzchal Bechamoy. So this Rosh, the dope, the Rosh went and told Ramey what he dreamt. He told him, you know, I had a dream last night that my father came to tell me that there's money by my head, I should take it away. Like, shall I listen to him or not? Is Amrleh, Ramey got scared, hey, go and take my money. Is Amrleh, Chalma Deveshim Shalesbu Mamoshes. A dream you dream on Shabbat doesn't mean anything. Don't take it seriously. Don't dare go near the money. Trashi, the way Shimshi, so Avish Shabbos is. But you dream on the Arish Shabbos, Friday night, doesn't less for a mushroom, Trashi. Meteor Shadim Emlucha. About on Friday night, you have rest, you have peace. Is Mahara, you think a lot of things. For Raya Chalaimus, and you could dream also then. Well, Mishavaleh, Dreister, Shlayenach Vietlenum. The man wanted to push off the guy here, this Russia, he shouldn't go and take his money. It was, so also Rameh made what he did was, Venatri Kuliyamah, Rameh that was still scared. He ran to the basic forest and he stood there to watch his money the whole day. He didn't touch it, but just watched the, yeah. The Aisu, and it came from Soy Shabbos, he took his money back. Is Lamachor. So came the next day, the other two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Omru Loi, Havlon Kisei. They went to Kadr, to Kidr, and they asked him, Mr. Kidr, give us back our wallets. We gave to you on Friday to watch for us. Omulosa, Mr. Kidr ran to the back. Nothing doing, he never gave me your wallet, don't bother me. Is Amalur Rameh, Rameh told back to Rameh, Yisrael Rameh Yudah. My life, that keeps the Shema. How come you didn't know this? You should have heard the guy's name is Mr. Kidur. You should have known, he's a Russian, not to give me your money. Is Amalur said, at times back to Rameh, how my life, Amatulon, why don't you tell us? My life, Amatulon, Mar. Good, we were Madaik, but you should have told me, you should have informed us that Mr. Kidur is a Russian. Is Amalur, Eimo di Amri Yano, Hashoshim. That's what I say, I'm a daik in the name, that the name sounds like a Russia. I don't know vada is a Russia. I only have a right to assume it, like I have to be careful. That's called chashosha. There's a chash, maybe he's a Russia. Of Yachzukim Yamri. But to say he's a Russia, I can't say. So I don't have a right to go and tell you he's a Russia. Me, myself, I'll watch out, I have a chash, maybe he's a Russia. Kids also, they lost their money, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. What do they do? Mashkuhu v'yalu lechanusam. They went and followed this Mr. Kidur into a store where he worked in the daytime. Is Chozol Tafchayu Avshmayu. They saw that as mushdish he had some food. In other words, his breakfast was still on his mushdish. He didn't wash himself off after breakfast. And as soon as he didn't wash Mayim Achreinim. So he didn't wash off his eggs off his mushdish. So his eggs were still on his mushdish. Shashi Royu Adoshim Asfoman. They saw some lentils. As a breakfast he had lentils and it was still on his mushdish. That's what they saw. What they do, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, is Oslo V'yoyvul Simne L'Veisum. They first went back to the innkeeper's house, and they went to the wife and said, you know, Mr. Kidda, your husband, told us that you should give us the two wallets. And the simon that he told us to us is, I know, for breakfast, you ate Adoshim. That was the simon that he told us. V'shaklu L'Kisayu V'yaisi. And okay, she believed him. They gave him a good simon. How do they know what you ate, what my husband ate for breakfast? Hell, my husband told you to tell me. So she took the two kisim, the two wallets, and gave it back to them. Is Oz, V'yaisi. Oz Aliyu. Now Mr. Kida walked home, and the Katla needs to say, he heard what his wife did. That his wife gave away the two wallets, so he killed his wife. That was the Matsu, Mr. Kidu. So the Mara Haino Datnan, this is what we learned, that Mayim Rishonim Hachilu Bosa Chazir. If somebody doesn't wash Mayim Rishonim before he sat down to eat, but once happened, the person got Chazir to be served. And Rashi says the Maisa was that there used to be a restaurant that they used to serve kosher and treif. How do they know who to serve to? If a guy came in and washed his hands, so they gave him kosher. And the guy came in and didn't wash his hands, they thought he was a guy, and they gave him Chazir. So once the Yid came in and didn't wash his hands, and he sat down, so the waiter brought him Chazir to eat. So because the guy didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, he got Chazir. And Mayim Achronim, because somebody didn't wash his Mayim Achronim, Hogu was a Nefesh. He went to kill somebody. So Rashi explains that if the Mr. Kiddur would have washed Mayim Achronim, usually after you wash your hands at the end of the meal, you already washed off your Mashkes also already. But since he didn't care about washing off his hands, that's why he didn't wash off his Mashkes either. So because of that, his wife was killed. He killed his wife. So the moral is slaves have daiki b'shmur. But after this lesson, now Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi also used to be careful about somebody's name. Is kimoto lehu beisam? When they went to this house, the shmei bola. The name there was bola. Is le'aylo legaber? They didn't want to go in. Amri, they said shmamina rasha. Some of the guys are rasha. The pasuk says v'oymer la bola nufim. They tell bola nufim she's a zaynet like this dude's nus. So in other words, they didn't go into the house of bola anymore. But Mishnah says, Misha Noshko Kelev Shreita. If a wild dog bites you, it's called a sephoshus, so the machlokes in the Mishnah what the rufu is. Now the Tanakhama says, Ein machil noisoi mach ter kovet shaloi. You can't give the person to eat from the liver of this dog. Because he yells, that's not a rufuah. We have Masih ben Choroshmat, and he said, yes, that is called rufuah. But the doctor says, if a wild dog eats you, bit you, the rufuah is, chop him up, the dog, and take out his lobe of the liver and eat it. That's the refuah. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah, if that's really called a refuah or not. Matzana Rabbonin, Chamisha Dvorim Nemru Bekelev Shreita. There are five things said about a wild dog, Kelev Shreita. Peh Pasuach, his mouth is always open. Veriroi Noitiv, it's always dripping juices there. Veyazna Sruchas, and his ears are crumpled over. Shash Yazna Sruchas, Gedolus, the very big ears. Okfulas Lamatin, they're folded over downwards. Uznavoy munach al yakoysev, and his tail is not hanging down normal; it's lying on his thigh, on his side. That's where his tail is hanging. Umahalach b'tidu drachim, he likes to walk on the sides of the drachim. The yeshem, some say af neivach being kol nishma, he like barks but he can't hear him. Something wrong with him. Mimai, how did the guy become a shaita? How did he become a kelo shaita? In my heavy, what happened to the dog? Rav ma noshim kishvoni is masachkes boy. Shno was kishif. A lady witchcraft, went to put some witchcraft into him. That's why the dog became a shaita. Shmuel Amar Ruach Ruach Sharolav. No, a dog that's a shaita because of the Ruach Ra, something's dead in him. My Benai, what's the difference if it came from witchcraft or it came from Ruach Ra? It can Benai the Mikdalei. When you want to go kill this dog, how do you have to go kill him? The Mikdalei Bedobra Nizra. Don't go near him.